of this world of ours has given me adrenaline. 10,000 years ago, crawling on the floor. Well, get up, Jack. It's time to rock the shack. Rock the shack, rock the shack, rock the shack, rock the shack. Rock the shack, rock the shack, rock the shack, rock the shack. It's time to get up.
Yes, indeed, it's time to get up. It's time to rock the shack. In the background, Streetcar, TTC, in the new digs here at the Rock the Shack podcast. And we took a couple week break there. We skipped that whole Valentine's massacre fiasco made up holiday. And I was going to do a show, and then I couldn't decide if I wanted to do a jaded one or otherwise, so I did none. So we're back. It's almost March. Time flies when you're having fun. And soon it will be St. Patrick's Day. It's just around the corner. We're going to play a mishmash on this show, a little bit of new stuff, as always, some great older stuff. And we're going to start a bit of a little serial thing that I did. For some reason, I felt motivated to do my top 10 all-time records. So I'm going to throw that out there. And what I'm going to do is do two per show over the next 5 weeks. So tonight, the show will have number 10 and number 9. And these aren't what I'm calling the best albums of all time. I'm talking about my favorites. So no one else is voting. These are the albums that made the biggest impact over my life of amazing music listening. So we'll start into that, the first two in that series on this show. But first, let's play some great new Canadian music, which there's so much of these days that I always have a bunch of that I want to play. So let's kick this show off with a new record from Jerry Legere and The Situation. This is a Rock the Shack podcast.
Don't you fret, little baby, we're going back. Don't you fret, little baby, we're going back. Have we ever known life was gonna be like that? Don't you fret, little baby. Takes your pretty hand, it leads you up to some high hill. And run down from there, you don't feel that old fashioned thrill. Just see a jack o' lantern smile on a child making his deal. Don't you fret, little baby. Don't you fret, little baby, we're going back. Have we ever known life was gonna be like that? Don't you fret, little baby. Footprints and mirrors will be pinups in those glaring headlights. In backseats of strangers, I listen to poor babies' cries. Well, I cried there too on this cold Halloween night. Night, 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 night. Don't you fret, little baby, we're going back. Don't you fret, little baby, we're going back. Have we ever known life was gonna be like that? Don't you fret. Don't you fret, little baby. Too hot to hold, and my blood is running cold. Well, you took my heart and you headed out on the run. Ruby, where have you been? Smoke, it curls like your hair waving in the wind. Now your hands have been a bloodstained red, and our love is lying dead. It's been laid to rest in the sheets of our wedding bed. Sweet and slow, my baby, she walks out the door like burning coffee on the stove. My baby, she's gone up in smoke, like sweet nothings in the wind, like old letters from old friends. Well, it's just like playing that same old song. Well, it's just like singing those old sad songs again. Ruby, well, don't you cry. If my blood on your hands reminds you that you'll die, grow gentle and a helping hand when you sing with the angel band. And your wings are up here waiting on the other side. Ruby, I wish you well. Last ring out just like our wedding bells. They no longer toll for thee, they're as silent as can be. Your laughter sounds just like our loving vows. Sweet and slow, my baby, she walks out the door like burning coffee on the stove. My baby, she's gone up in smoke, like sweet nothings in the wind, like old letters from old friends. Well, it's just like playing that same old song and dance. Well, it's just like singing those old sad songs again and again and again and again. And again.
watching the dead bark come tumbling down.
I've sailed along the shoreline, watching
wasting time, lonely and lost until you arrive.
I lay inside of pages, wishing wasting time, lonely and lost until you
Matthew Bailey, Until You Arrived, from his brand new record, Tendrils. And man, I can't tell you how much I loved that set of music. Previously mentioned on this show, a couple shows ago, or maybe the last show, there was a CD release party for that record, and great record it is. And I say record because I tend to use that term still, because I like that term. You have to record it, so it's still a record, whether it ends up on a vinyl LP or not. And speaking of records, that was a CD release party, but Matt Bailey wants to hopefully bring that out on vinyl. And what he's doing is trying to pre-sell, I think it's 75 records. And if he can pre-sell 75, then he'll have the funds to make it on vinyl. And I signed up for that, and I think it's either $25 or $20, and you get the CD as well, I believe. So check that out. You can find him at matthewbailey.bandcamp.com. I think that's how the Bandcamp addresses work. And that was, I almost did a duet show, and I might still do one. I'm a big fan of especially the male-female dynamic in a duet. And actually those last two songs, if I went ahead and did the duet show, might have ended up on that show. I might still do that show, but That was that lovely angelic voice you heard along with Matt Bailey, and that song was Toronto's Ivy Mary. And before Matt Bailey and his new record, we heard from Graham Nicholas and the song Ruby from his brand new EP, Ruby and Other Bedtime Stories. And Graham actually shared the stage that night at the CD release party. It was a dual CD release party where we got to pick up Ruby and Other Bedtime Stories, as well as Matt Bailey's Tendrils. So that was a great show, and kind of another duet there, wasn't it? So another lovely voice, Raven Shields from Dear Sister, you heard in that song. And we kicked that whole set off with Jerry Legere and The Situation. Another, just three great Toronto acts right there. And Jerry's like, I think he's only like 26, 27 years old, and this is like his fifth album, brand new record. And that album's called Some Folks Know, and the track we heard was Don't You Fret. And also I should mention, in the middle of that set, Graham Nicholas, he also has a podcast that if you like this show, pretty sure you're going to like his show as well. It's called Fish and Whistle, and if you check out studiofeed.com, that's where you can find Fish and Whistle podcast. And he plays a lot of the same stuff that I do, a lot of these same bands. And he didn't play his own stuff after his last CD release there, so I figured I better play it. Damn good song. And from the Jerry Legere album, I had a hard time picking a song, as there's a lot of good stuff on that record. So check that stuff out. Support your local artists. If you like these artists, go out, buy it on iTunes, buy it on Bandcamp, go to a live show, all that good stuff. So, all right, the suspense is building, I'm sure. I can feel the tension in the air about what's my number 10 all-time favorite record. But I'm going to make you wait a little bit beyond that list. It's not from the same album, but this artist may be on that list. Let's hear a couple older songs that I kind of think you might like. Send this out to anyone working in the factory. This is The Boss. This is the Rock the Shack podcast.
Walks out in the morning lights.
Local H, All the Kids Are Right, from 1998's Pack Up the Cats. And that's one of my favorite guitar riffs of the 90s. And man, there were a lot of good guitar riffs in the 90s. And by the way, if you're a Nirvana fan, as you may be, as I am, check out some of the YouTube videos as a streetcar passes again. Told you we'd be able to hear that shit in the background. You might also hear some creaking. I've got a new setup where I get to stand while I do this because I don't like sitting like I'm sitting at a desk. So I'm standing and I've got hardwood floors, kind of an old house. So if I'm shuffling back and forth on my feet, you might hear a little creaking of the floors and streetcars in the background. It's all part of the ambiance of Toronto living. Speaking of Toronto living, well, there's a little set there that was kind of about the working life and the working man. Local H, All the Kids Are All Right, didn't really fit into that theme, I guess. But, Local H sounds like a union hall, kind of, doesn't it? Did I just totally digress there? I did. I was going to say about Nirvana. Check out Local H videos on YouTube. They do these shows. They're from Chicago area. And I think they're from Zion, Illinois. I'm not quite sure where Zion is, but they do these Halloween shows, or did for quite a while, where they would do a live show dressed up as different bands. And one year they dressed up as Nirvana. And man, like, I'm not someone who ever wants to hear Nirvana covers, but I went back and repeatedly watched some of these songs because they rock the fuck out of it. Like, pardon the language, but find the Local H covers of Nirvana from the Halloween parties. Amazing. And before that, we had sort of back-to-back Factory songs, starting with The Boss, who, yeah, there's a Bruce Springsteen album on my all-time top 10. Maybe you'll hear it on this show, maybe you won't. We heard Factory, and then Toronto's own Blue Peter, formed in Markham, I believe, back in the day. And that was Factory Living, from their very first EP, which I believe was 1979. Extremely underrated Toronto band, Blue Peter. They're just like, again, go watch some of their stuff on YouTube or whatever. And I saw them, well, I was in a restaurant in Kensington, it was a couple of years ago. And I kept saying to my girlfriend at the time, like, man, this waiter looks so familiar. I swear I've seen this guy somewhere. And I almost feel like I've seen him on stage, but he was wearing glasses and he kind of looked like Clark Kent. Then we finally figured out it was Paul Humphrey from Blue Peter, working the bar, serving some tables. And with the glasses on, it was a very much a Clark Kent Superman thing, because when he gets up on stage, that dude is, you know, back in the day, he was like rivaled Brian Ferry for stage presence and general suaveness. Without further ado, let's get into number 10 on Tim's all-time top 10 records. And we're going back all the way back. This is probably the oldest one on the list, to 1977. Self-titled debut album from George Thorogood and the Destroyers. This is the Rock the Shack podcast. This is number 10 on Tim's all-time favorite albums.
I'll change my style. Even change my smile. If the beating of my heart's too slow for you, tell me, darling, tell me, I'll change that too. I'll change my way. Each night and every day, if there's something about my loving that don't please you, tell me, darling, tell me, I'll change that too. I'll change my life. Thank you.
to my style. Oh, baby, after a while, if the beating of my heart is too slow for you, tell me, honey, tell me, I'll change that.
George Thorogood and the Destroyers, 1977. I'll Change My Style from the debut record. And yeah, my high school years were kind of dominated by George Thorogood records. You know, when you're young and you, at some point you have to discover the blues. And my way into the blues was George Thorogood. And I think it's a pretty damn good way in. I mean, he's really respectful and true to his sources. And if you go in Wikipedia and you look up that album, it actually says that's a George Thorogood original, but not the case. That was, I think Jimmy Reed wrote that. Jimmy Reed did that in 62, so no, George Thorogood didn't write that song. But he wrote a couple on that first debut record, but mostly he was taking some of his favorite blues songs, and man, he played such amazing slide guitar. And you know, One Bourbon, One Scotch, One Beer was on that debut record, the John Lee Hooker song. And he played Bo Diddley and Robert Johnson and Elmore James. And, you know, for a lot of us, that was our introduction to those guys. And then went back and found Muddy Waters and, on and on. I really got an appreciation of the blues from George Thorogood and went back to the original material eventually. So let's go to number nine. The 10 and 9 are going to be very old school and both guitar based, but couldn't be more different. Number 9, I was a little bit too young to really be in the punk scene. And maybe not cool enough, but too young. Like, you know, I would have had to have been like a 9-year-old punk. But this is the band that sort of was my first dipping my toe in the water of punk rock, and granted it's very accessible punk rock, but this is the Monks with probably the best. I can't think of a band that had a debut album this good and then disappear off the map like the Monks. I don't know what that says about them. I know some of the guys went on to other projects, but an album this good and then they were not heard from for years. So from Bad Habits, which as it turned out I think was kind of a spoof on punk rock, but when you're an adolescent and you haven't really discovered punk rock, you don't know that. You're in Catholic school, you buy a record, and the cover, there's a super hot nun showing off a ton of leg and smoking a cigarette. That's punk rock to you. So, from Bad Habits, this is Johnny B. Rotten, Rock the Shack podcast.
It's top of the top! All right! Alamo. When I am on the street, everyone knows.
Number 9 on Tim's all-time favorite records, The Monk's Bad Habits. And we heard two songs from that album, Spotty Face and Johnny B. Rotten. And yeah, I think that song was not only my intro into punk rock in some ways, but my intro into Britpop. So I promise I'll redeem myself in the punk rock credibility category later in the list. But, you know, I was like 13 years old, and I had never really heard a lot of punk, so that was my way in, just like the George Thorogood was my way into the older blues from before I was born. And a pretty good way in. Great album. And it also might have caused me to go away from the Catholic Church, so I don't know, maybe it should be higher than number 9, considering the influence that it had on my life trajectory. But yeah, we've got time for one more song on this show, so here's the obligatory you know, plug the podcast and where you can, I'm doing this cause I like the music that I play, and I more and more I'm playing a lot of new music and a lot of Canadian artists, and some of them unsigned. So really want to get the word out. So if you like the show and you listen to the show, do me this favor, do the artist this favor, and share it on your Facebook. Tweet it if you're on the Twitter, and check out these bands and buy their music. Like our Facebook page, by the way, Rock the Shack Podcast. I'm really not good at pushing that, and there's like 3 likes on there so far. And I know a lot of people are listening, because I get, you know, I see the number of listens on each episode, but Rock the Shack Podcast on Facebook, please go to the page, subscribe, like it, however that works. And iTunes also, I always forget to say this, but subscribe on iTunes. When you find the podcast on Podomatic and you're listening to it, off to the right and down a little bit, you'll see subscribe on iTunes. For some reason, it's not searchable on iTunes right now, and I'm working on that. I'm going to figure that out. And I think that had to do with starting the podcast with a different name or something, but I'm going to switch that up so you can search it on iTunes. And I think that'll actually bring a lot of people in who've never heard the show before, just when they can search it on iTunes and, or stumble upon it on iTunes. But anyway, we're about at that point where we wrap up the show. So we heard some good Canadian music, mostly from the Toronto region earlier. So let's go out with a Canadian band from the East Coast, Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island, to be specific. This is from the 2012 EP Siren Spell. This is 2 Hours Traffic, the song Amour Than Ami. There's a couple French words in that title if you want to look it up. And thanks again for listening. And as George Carlin once said in a very underrated movie, be excellent to each other.
Stupid comments, oh, oh. But when I leaned in for a kiss, you pretended not to see. We are more than just Amy, but I don't make you high. I'm more than just Amy, but lovers we are not. Show up without warning, 'cause all I see is an illusion. My time with you is a delusion. Why don't I do it to you? 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 I swore you were asking me to give chase, oh, oh. But when I tried to extend the night, you got real hard to see. We are more than just Amy, but I don't make you hot. I'm more than just Amy, but lovers we are not. Show up without warning, 'cause all I see is an illusion. My time with you is a delusion. Why don't I do it to you? 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 Why don't I do it to you?
Bam! Cradle Rock style!